This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say, like the legend of the Phoenix.
Here's the reason why.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Mr. Bombastic.
They said,
oh, what a night.
Oh, radio.
If they had a been like Ben.
It's like that, and that's the way it is.
It certainly is. Hello, once again, one and all. A huge welcome to the show that goes like this. On this Tuesday, the 13th of July, which may well have a melancholy feel to it, certainly at the beginning, certainly musically. Like many of you, I suspect, I am suffering after the result on Sunday evening. It's barely been a day and a half to get over it. Have you? How are you doing? Are you one of those kind of people that don't really follow football and you're kind of glad the football's not taking over the nation anymore? Or are you one of those people who are actually caught up in it all, who are so excited that it had been 55 years since we'd last been in a major final and we made it? Let's enjoy that fact. England made it to a major final. That was exciting, but we couldn't go that final step. And what was worse, I kind of think it would have been better to lose in normal time or even lose in extra time, to lose on penalties just when you thought it was safe to watch England in a penalty shootout. You know, 2018 World Cup against Colombia, round of 16, we win on penalties. Nations League against Switzerland, we win on penalties. Two major penalty shootouts in a row. The curse is broken. It isn't. Oh dear.
Thank you.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Now, I don't want to dwell on it too much. I don't want to depress everyone this evening. We want you to enjoy listening to the show that goes like this, as ever. But I am going to dwell on the melancholy nature of the England men's football team exiting another tournament at an agonising stage, particularly this time musically, throughout the show. There are a few things I need to draw your attention to. One of them earlier on in the show than I normally do, simply because there is only an hour of voting left. Yes, England played Italy in the Euro 2020, actually held in 2021 final, but some might say there's an even more important final going on right now, and it's been going on the last 3 or 4 days, and the voting closes in just under an hour's time. Yes, it's the final of the Chocolate Bar World Cup. So huge chocolate bars have fallen by the wayside, the likes of a Crunchy, a Dairy Milk, a Picnic, a Lion Bar. Milky Bars not made it to the final. Mars Bars not made it to the final. Milky Way, you know, Toffee Crisp, no. Nestle Crunch, not there. And so many other chocolate bars. We started off with 32. We've whittled it down to the final two. And the votes have been dribbling in. And, you know, it's a crucial moment now. If you are listening to this show and you haven't yet voted on the final of the Chocolate Bar World Cup, I urge you to right now. Our two final contenders are a Dairy Milk Caramel, previously known as Cadbury's Caramel, now known as Dairy Milk Caramel, and a good old-fashioned, and when I say old-fashioned, it changed its name, didn't it? Snickers Bar / Marathon, if you were around in the 70s and 80s. So, Dairy Milk Caramel versus Snickers, to give them their current names, to give them their 80s names, Cadbury's Caramel versus a Marathon. So, maybe that's the longevity, maybe that's why they've made it into the final. Different generations have loved them as different things. And now we have Dairy Milk Caramel versus the Snickers. And I will tell you, there's only a handful of votes in it. It is very close. So if one of those is your particular favourite and you would like to sway the vote, get yourself on Twitter now. My Twitter handle is @BenSimRadio. And you need to go to that profile. You will see the poll. It's right at the top. You can just hashtag Chocolate Bar World Cup if you're desperate to find it that way. But yes, it's there. It's right there. The final of the Chocolate Bar World Cup has been going on throughout the last half a week, and it comes to a crescendo and will finish. Voting will close in 48 minutes. There we go. If you want to make a difference, you need to cast your vote now. On Twitter only, @BenSimRadio. And because I don't want it to be too desperately sad a show for you tonight, I'm going to intertwine the music of regret that I'm going to be playing for you with some sort of uplifting facts. It's the opposite of a show I did a few weeks back where I had all positive songs because England were doing well. And then I found some worrying facts because I didn't want anyone to get too carried away. So I'm going to play negative songs, possibly. What could be seen to have negative connotations if your team's just gone out of a major tournament? But I'll intersperse those with some positive, life-affirming, happy facts. So please vote on the final of the Chocolate Bar World Cup. We're going to get through some happy facts. We're going to have music that could be construed as negative. There will be a Bic Lol later on as well, which will be rather exciting for everybody concerned. So stick around for that. And yeah, thanks for your time. Thanks for being here, people. This is the show that goes like this on 98.0 Phoenix FM and phoenixfm.com. Well, I think it's fair to say those three lads who were brave enough to step up and take penalties and ended up missing, it's going to live with them for a very long time. Rashford, Sancho, Saka, the whole country is with you, and we do accept you just had a bad day.
Where is the moment we need it the most? You kick up the leaves and the magic is lost. Tell me your blue skies fade to grey.
faking a smile with the coffee girl. And tell me your life's been way offline. You fall into pieces every time, and I don't need no caring on. 'Cause you had a bad day, you take it one down, you sing a sad song just to turn it around. You say you don't know, you tell me don't lie, you work on a smile and you go for a ride. You had a bad day, the camera don't lie, you're coming back down and you really don't mind. You had a bad day, you had a bad day. Well, you need a blue sky holiday. The point is they laugh at what you say, and I don't need no care and hope. You had a bad day, you take it one down, you sing a sad song just to turn it around. You say you don't know, you tell me don't lie, you work on a smile and you go for a ride. You had a bad day, the camera don't lie, you're coming back down and you really don't mind. You had a bad day. You had a bad day, you take it one down, you sing a sad song just to turn it around. You say you don't know, you tell me don't lie, you work on a smile and you go for a ride. You had a bad day, you see what you like, and how does it feel? Oh, one more time. You had a bad day, you had a bad day.
Phoenix FM.
That was Daniel Powter there with Bad Day. And remember I said the songs may have negative connotations, but we are going to share with you some positive facts so we don't all get too downhearted. I am one of those people that it's got a bit easier as I've got older, but I do get properly down for a couple of days after England exit a tournament when it was so close as well. When you imagine the euphoria that could have happened if a couple of those penalties had gone differently, you know, if that one that hit the post had just gone in, probably would have put more pressure on the Italians. They might have missed another one. It could have all been utterly, utterly crazy. So, yes, it just wasn't to be. But, oh, well, we'll all move on. We'll all be stronger as a result of it. We will probably still think England will win next time as well. But who knows? Who knows what will happen? World Cup, I keep hearing it's only 400 and something days away till the World Cup. And yes, it isn't in a particularly hot country, and we have struggled in hot countries, but aren't they all going to be played in air-conditioned stadiums because it's so hot in Qatar, I've heard, and they've built many of these state-of-the-art unbelievable stadiums to contain the World Cup. So hopefully the conditions will be okay for our lads, and hopefully we'll learn from recent things. And I don't want to read too much into it, but fourth in the 2018 World Cup, third in the Nations League, second in Euro 2020. The numbers make sense, don't they? You know, next major tournament, Qatar 2022, where we all have nasal problems. Now then, I did say I would share some interesting facts with you, and I will do just that right now. positive facts to make us all feel a bit better. And let me share these with you so far from my exhaustive research online. Did you know seahorses get married to some extent? They find a partner for life and remain monogamous to that partner, and they tend to intertwine their tails and stick together while floating through the ocean. Is that because they're cute and loving and want to do the human equivalent of holding hands? Possibly not. It might just be an evolutionary aspect of their species. They're actually not great swimmers, and they spend a lot of time hiding from predators. Finding a mate for life boosts their chances of successful reproduction. So there we go. Seahorses stay with a partner for life. That's quite cute, isn't it? And speaking of cute things, did you know cuddling heals wounds and fights depression? Absolutely true. Cuddling releases a hormone called oxytocin, which is a happiness-boosting, stress-busting hormone. That's easy for me to say. But recent research indicates it can do a lot more as well. Oxytocin released from a quick cuddle can significantly cut back on feelings of depression and can even have a physical effect on your body, helping to speed up wound healing. So, you know, a cuddle, not just a quick hug, a proper cuddle can actually have a positive physical effect on your body. There you go. That's something to hold on to, isn't it? Almost literally. Brilliant. Slightly weird. I never realised that. I'm going to hug my wife when I get in for longer than normal, and she'll think I'm being weird and she'll have to get used to it. Right. Here's another slightly upsetting song, bearing in mind what just happened and having to, what, you know, it was kind of not a good thing, really, but sad, I suppose, watching those guys go up and get their silver medals and most of them taking them off straight away because they don't want them. They don't want to remember the pain of defeat, and having to watch the Azzurri lift the cup, have the fireworks, get the gold. A little bit painful. Certainly in that final, the winner takes it all.
About things we've gone through, though it's hurting me, now it's history. I played all my cards, and that's what you've done too. Nothing more to say, no more ace to play. The winner takes it all, the loser standing small beside the victory. That's her destiny. I was in your arms, thinking I belonged there. I figured it made sense, building me a fence. Does it feel the same when she calls your name? Somewhere deep inside, you must know I miss you, but
must be obeyed. If it makes you feel sad, and I understand, you've come to shake my hand. I apologize if it makes you feel bad, seeing me so tense, no self-confidence. But you see, the winner takes it all.
Phoenix FM.
Bit of the winner takes it all there just to rub it in, unless you're Italian, in which case you probably loved that. Are you getting sick of me keeping dwelling on it? I can't help it. It was just very painful for me the other night. Having that moment of Jordan Pickford saving the penalty from Jorginho and snatching back the possibility from the jaws of defeat, and then that last one getting saved as well. Agonising. Ah, watching England, you think it's all going well. You think all of a sudden we're going to be world beaters, and then you just can't get any satisfaction, can you? I was quite pleased with that link. Let's enjoy classic Stones.
Yeah.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
It most certainly is, and this is the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. Hope your Tuesday evening is treating you well. If you're a huge football fan, I hope the cloud of depression is starting to lift a little bit. It's not helping much with the music on this show, is it? It's my little bit of indulgence to make myself feel better. I'm wallowing slightly musically, I will admit that. But I'm doing my best to ramp up the positivity in between the songs. I'm certainly going to do that around about 7 o'clock when we have another hard-hitting, tense Bic Lol with a competitor on the end of the phone lines. Our 15th Bic Lol competitor. I am going to get a Phoenix FM mini league going as well. We have already had the legendary Stuart Pink from Drive Time take on the Bic Lol Challenge and do incredibly well. I'm going to have to get some other Phoenix FM presenters as well and set up a Phoenix FM mini league. So that may happen in the coming weeks too. But we have a non-Phoenix FM presenter who will be joining us for Bic Lol in just under half an hour's time, which is very exciting. And some more positive facts to share with you, some happy facts to share with you now, so we don't all get too downhearted after the weekend. What about this one? Male puppies let female puppies win play fights. Chivalry is not dead in the canine world. Male puppies will pretend to be more vulnerable and allow female puppies to win in an effort to keep the game going longer so they can get closer to the female. So when it happens with female puppies playing with only female puppies or male puppies playing with only male puppies, everyone plays to win. It's only in male-female play fights that a pup purposefully throws the match. That's interesting, isn't it? How nice. That's a nice thing. Also, neuroscientists say love is as strong as illegal drugs. If you've been lucky enough to fall in love, then the same part of your brain is stimulated as when you take mind-altering substances like oxycodone and cocaine. Your serotonin levels increase, raising confidence, dopamine levels increase, enhancing pleasure, and your... how the heck do you pronounce that? Norepinephrine? Never heard of it, but your norepinephrine levels increase when you're in love. So that's good, isn't it? I don't know what it is. But my norepinephrine levels are higher. What is it? I can't help you there. I'm not a doctor. Anyway, I've heard of dopamine. I've heard of serotonin. Norepinephrine. Okay. But the real change that makes you feel like love is a drug happens in the reward circuit. The amygdala, hippocampus and prefrontal cortex. I'm glad I've started on this fact, yeah. The reward circuit controls risk versus reward behaviour. So when you fall in love, the receptors in the reward part of your brain fire on overdrive. You feel much more rewarded. There we go. Fall in love and you will feel very, very happy about it. Okay, now, what's coming next musically? Well, going to play quite a new track. It's number one at the minute, isn't it? And I think it reflects what's happened with England and penalties. We got used to seeing them win a couple. Now they've gone back into those bad habits. Mr. Sheeran is going to help us get through it with this track.
Every time you come around, you know I can't say no. Every time the sun goes down, I let you take control. I can feel the paradise before my world implodes. And tonight had something wonderful. My bad habits lead to late nights and then alone conversations with a stranger I barely know. Swearing this will be the last, but it probably won't. I got nothing left to lose or use, or do my bad habits lead to white eyes staring at space? And I know I lose control of the things that I say. Yeah, I was looking for a way out, now I can't escape. Nothing happens after two, it's true, it's true. My bad habits
spark.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons. That was Ed Sheeran's Bad Habits, currently at the top of the charts. Think we're going to be hearing a lot more of that over the next few weeks. I certainly really like it. First time I heard it, I thought it was by him, and I thought, oh, that's catchy. Yes, good track there from Mr. Sheeran. Well done, sir. What about some more positive facts, some more upbeat, uplifting, heartwarming facts? Absolutely. Did you know your heartbeat syncs up with your partner's? Yes. Research has shown when you look into a loved one's eyes specifically... When you look into a loved one's eyes, specifically a romantic partner... Yes. Not their eyes specifically, as opposed to looking at their shoulders or looking at their knees. Yeah. When you look into a loved one's eyes, a romantic partner specifically, your heartbeat and breathing will sync up. It's called interpersonal synchronization, and also accounts for that whole finishing each other's sentences thing, because your brain waves and thought patterns start to link up too. That's quite nice, isn't it? If you've got to that stage in your relationship where you're finishing each other's sentences, it's probably because your heartbeats have started to link up and your brain waves too. Incredible. What about another one? Penguins propose and stick together for life. A little bit like seahorses, but they're bigger. Male penguins will search for the smoothest, shiniest pebble to court a female penguin. It's like penguin jewellery. If she accepts, she'll use it as the first stone that builds the nest in preparation for the eggs that will lay in it. How nice is that? It's like giving a gift that is then used to help when you get babies. That's so cool from penguins. Well done, penguins. So, yeah, there you go. Male penguins search for a smooth, shiny pebble to court a female penguin, and if she accepts the relationship, she uses that pebble as the first stone to build a nest in preparation for the eggs that will be laid in it. Ah, well, that's made me feel a bit warm and cuddly and happy. So let's play some more music to remind me of the football and how gutted I was on Sunday at about 11 o'clock. Oh dear, yes, my insides felt like Gareth Southgate. Here's Natalie Imbruglia.
thought I saw a man brought to life. He was warm, he came around like he was dignified. He showed me what it was to cry. Well, you couldn't be that man I adored. You don't seem to know, you seem to care what your heart is for. Well, I don't know him anymore. There's nothing where he used to lie. My conversation has run dry. That's what's going on. Nothing's fine, I'm torn. I'm all out of faith. This is how I feel. I'm cold and I am shamed. Lying naked on the floor. Illusion never changed into something real. I'm wide awake and I can see the perfect sky is torn. You're a little late, I'm already torn. So I guess the fortune teller's right. Should have seen just what was there and not some holy light. Crawl beneath my veins and now I don't care, I have no luck. I don't miss it all that much. There's just so many things that I can't touch. I'm torn. I'm all out of faith. This is how I feel. I'm cold and I am shamed. Lying naked on the floor. Illusion never changed into something real.
Phoenix FM.
That was Natalie Imbruglia's Torn. This is the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. Coming up to 7:15, which means we're only 15 minutes away from BicLol. And while BicLol is on, the votes will be counted for the final of the Chocolate Bar World Cup. There are approximately only 13 minutes of voting left. It is still very close. Could really go either way. If there were a handful of votes one way or the other in the last 13 minutes, we could get a different result. So get yourself onto @BenSimRadio on Twitter, my profile there, and cast your vote. If you want other people to vote, you'll have to retweet it. You'll have to share it. But there's only 13 minutes left to get those votes in. I've just seen one happen right in front of my eyes. So thank you to whoever's done that. Totally marvellous. But the vote's still coming in, trickling in. Will we get a swing right at the end? That would be interesting, wouldn't it? It's the final of the Chocolate Bar World Cup. The Dairy Milk Caramel, formerly Cadbury's Caramel, versus the Snickers, formerly a Marathon. Both worthy finalists. No extra time and penalties in this one. It will definitely finish in the next 12 and a half minutes, probably now. At which point we will go to BicLol. We will have tonight's BicLol round about 7 o'clock. And then once that is done and dusted, I will reveal the winner of the Chocolate Bar World Cup. It's been going on for the whole length of the Euros to coincide with it. And we have whittled down 32 of the nation's favourite chocolate bars to the final two. Who will be victorious? Dairy Milk Caramel or Snickers? Get your votes in. At Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. The poll is only available on Twitter just for a second. If you're listening to the show online, go on Twitter on a new tab. Open a new tab on your phone. Keep the audio going, but get yourself on Twitter at Ben Sim Radio and vote on that poll. Go for it. Will we get a few more votes either way that could change everything in the final 10, 12 minutes or something like that? That is down to you, lovely Legend listeners. Right now, let's have another track that harks back to the disappointment of Sunday evening. Here is Garbage.
I'm only happy when it rains.
Misery.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Garbage, Only Happy When It Rains. It rained Sunday night. I was watching the game at a friend of mine's. We've watched most of the games together in this tournament, and he's been a wonderful host, so thanks to Ash for that. But I definitely trudged home, and then it rained, and it was only about an 8-minute walk home. But when it was raining, I had to put my hood up, and that had just happened. There was a definite trudge. There was no spring in my step then. Oh, no. And I haven't trudged for quite a while. I need some happy facts to make me feel better. You've only got about 8 minutes to vote in the poll. What is the nation's favourite chocolate bar? Is it the Dairy Milk Caramel? Is it the Snickers? Chocolate Bar World Cup Final. Voting is only live for another 8 minutes. And it only happens on Twitter at Ben Sim Radio. That's where you need to go if you want to cast your vote in the last few moments of voting on the final. Voting has been open for 5 days. It's all coming to a head. Now then, what about a couple more happy facts for us all so we don't get too down in the dumps this Tuesday evening? Well, here's an interesting one. Forcing a smile actually makes you happier. Even if you're feeling sad, putting a smile on can literally trick your brain into thinking there's something to smile about, which will then improve your mood. There was even a study done that used Botox injections to literally keep people's muscles from being able to frown, and they were markedly happier than the control group that didn't have the injection. Smiling doesn't just improve your mood, it also improves your heart rate, immune system, and general well-being. So there you go. If you're not feeling great, fake a smile and it will literally make you feel better. And if you want to hear one of the cutest things ever, here we go. A group of bunnies is called a fluffle. It's true, I haven't made it up. A group of bunnies is called a fluffle. Baby bunnies are called kittens. And when a rabbit jumps and squirms in the air, that move is called a bingy. That means that cannon hopping events, a popular competition in Sweden about rabbit jumping, yes, cannon hopping, you could find a fluffle of bunnies and kittens working on their binky skills. Have you ever heard a cuter sentence? Well, possibly, but if you want to see a fluffle of bunnies and kittens working on their binky skills, you need to go cannon hopping in Sweden. Now, there's a sentence I never ever thought I would say. Let's move on. Let's have more morose music because of what happened on Sunday. I will get over it. By next Tuesday, I won't be mentioning it anymore. But, you know, at least let me wallow musically this week. I'm trying my best to stay positive in the links in between. And I've been doing some work in schools recently and explaining to children who make a mistake at something and then go, oh, sorry, that what about if you didn't make the mistake in the first place and there's no need to say sorry? It's kind of too late when you need to say sorry. The bad thing has already happened. It's too late to apologise, missed penalty takers.
Got me 10 feet off the ground, and I'm hearing what you say, but I just can't make a sound. You tell me that you need me, then you go and cut me down. But wait, you tell me that you're sorry, didn't think I'd turn around. You say it's too late to apologize.
It's too late to apologize. It's too late.
Phoenix FM.
Love that song, One Republic and Apologise. You will have to apologise if either of your favourite chocolate bars doesn't get enough votes. You've literally got seconds left to vote in the final of the Chocolate Bar World Cup. Dairy Milk Caramel versus the Snickers. Who's going to win? Results later in the show. At Bensim Radio, if you want to vote last minute, it may already be too late. Get in there quick. Couple of exciting, happy-go-lucky, marvellous facts for you. Here's a brilliant fact. One person laid the seeds for an entire forest. Don't ever let it be said one person can't change the world. Sebastião Salgado grew up in Minas Gerais, Brazil, a place full of beautiful rainforests. He left home to become a photographer, only to return to his hometown in the year 2000 and discover that only 0.5% of the forest remained. Salgado founded the Instituto Terra in 1998, planting more than 2 million seedlings of more than 290 species of trees and plants, and in 20 years, 1,500 acres of rainforest have been recovered, and 293 species of plants, 15 reptile species, 172 bird species, 15 amphibian species, and 33 mammal species have returned because of one man. Absolutely incredible. And slightly more frivolous, but still will make you smile. Did you know cows have best friends? Yes. Cows have dedicated friends they spend their time with day in and out and get stressed when they're separated. Once reunited, their heart rates significantly drop. These findings could greatly benefit the dairy industry, as it's proven that happier cows make more and more nutritious milk. Cows have best friends. Let's have another track, then Bic Lol is imminent. Time to get excited, people. Well, we've all got to let go of Sunday night, and Passenger could help us do that with this track.
Well, you only need the light when it's burning low. Only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go. Only know you've been high when you're feeling low. Only hate the road when you're missing home. Only know you love her when you let her go. And you let her go. At the bottom of your glass, hoping one day you'll make a dream last. But dreams come slow and they go so fast. You see it when you close your eyes. Maybe one day you'll understand why everything you touch surely dies. But you only need the light when it's burning low. Only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go. Only know you've been high when you're feeling low. Only hate the road when you're missing home. Only know you love her when you let her go. Staring at the ceiling in the dark. Same old empty feeling in your heart. Cause love comes slow and it goes so fast. Well, you see you when you fall asleep, but never to touch and never to keep, cause you loved her too much and you dive too deep. Well, you only need the light when it's burning low, only miss the sun when it starts to snow, only know you love her when you let her go. Only know you've been high when you're feeling low, only hate the road when you're missing home, only know you love her when you let her go. And you let her go. Burning low, only miss the sun when it starts to snow, only know you love her when you let her go, only know you've been high when you're feeling low, only hate the road when you're missing home, only know you love her when you let her go, and you let
Phoenix
her go.
FM.
Well, it's happened. It's time for BicLol. Once again, let's play the BicLol jingle, then I will introduce us to tonight's competitor.
It's not true. That's impossible!
And a huge The Show That Goes Like This and BicLol welcome to the fabulous Dave Bourne!
Yay! That theme has scared me a little bit, Ben.
Really? Hello, Dave. How are you?
Yeah, I'm not too bad. I'm just undressing.
Brilliant. You seem to have a penchant for that, because obviously it was you. In case the listeners don't know, I do occasionally refer back to Trousergate. It was you that instigated that, encouraging me to wear no trousers in the studio.
Well, of course, and as a sign of respect, I'm doing this without trousers.
Well, I think that's only fair, so thanks very much for that. That's brilliant. Before we do anything on this quiz, I've got to ask you, because I know you're as big a football fan as I am. It was so near but yet so far on Sunday night, really, wasn't it? It was mildly devastating.
It was mildly devastating, and I've spent the last 48 hours practicing penalties in my garden.
Do you know what annoys me? People say, oh, you can't practice penalties because you can't ever recreate the stress and the actual nature of it on the night. And I'm like, you can't. But certainly Sancho and Saka's penalties were at that perfect savable height for a goalie. I always say, if you're going to take a penalty, have it really low and near the post or really high. And, you know, if you blast it over, at least you've tried to get it high. At least with Rashford, he hit the post. We tried to get it near the post. The other two, if you're going to get it saved, that is one shot. If the goalie goes the right way, he's definitely going to save it if it's at that height. That's all I thought.
Well, I hit all my penalties bottom left.
Right, well, if any goalies are listening that face Dave Bourne in a shootout, he could be in trouble now.
Well, World Cup's in 18 months, so hopefully it'll be forgotten by then.
Yeah, definitely, right. So, are you vaguely ready for this quiz then? Have you got any idea what you've let yourself in for with BicLol?
Hold on, just drop in the trousers, I'm ready.
Right, brilliant. Just to confirm for the listeners and for you, to make sure you understand, there's three questions. The answers are all numerical answers. Obviously, you're going to have to guess. The first question, the answer is somewhere between 0 and 10,000. The second question, the answer is somewhere between 0 and 1,000. And the third question, the answer is somewhere between 1 and 20. So the margin of error goes down each time. But basically, to do well in the league table, you've got to get relatively close with the first question, which has proved difficult for some people. But right. Ultimately, there's no disgrace. You've taken part, and that's what it's all about. So thanks for even taking part, Dave.
Fab.
Right, let's do it then. I've got to play this tent jingle as well to get us all going. You were scared by the one that introduced it, so I hope this doesn't scare you too much. But here we go. Right.
Okay.
Right, so first question. I know you spent a lot of your time performing in and directing shows at the Edinburgh Festival. The 2018 Edinburgh Festival broke the record for the most number of different shows performed. How many were there? Bearing in mind, it's somewhere between 0 and 10,000.
Oh, wow. Well, I was in one show, so that gives me a slight guide. I'm going to say 3,006.
3,006, okay. Right, question two. Now, obviously, you are Dave Bourne. Referring to the film The Bourne Identity, what was the worldwide gross in millions of dollars that that film took? The first film in the Bourne franchise, the worldwide gross in millions of dollars. So it's somewhere between 0 and 1,000.
I saw that film again, so that gives me a little bit of a guide. I'm thinking 710
million. 710
million,
okay. Jingle got a bit overexcited with itself there. Right, then the final question. We've talked about England football. We've watched England football matches together in the past. What was England's biggest ever win? It was against Ireland in 1882. Ireland scored no goals. How many goals did England score? It was in 1882 against Ireland. It is to date the England men's football team's biggest ever win. The answer's somewhere between 1 and 20.
Wow. Well, I wasn't involved in that game in any way, so this makes it a little harder.
Yeah.
I'm going for 16-0.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, I'm pleased to tell you, Dave, we can end the ridiculous jingle, because for you, Bic Lol is over. So how are you feeling about your answers now it's all over? Are you confident?
Let me just pull up my trousers. I'm feeling fairly confident. I'm hoping to be in the top 11.
All right. Okay. Well, hang on. I'm just doing some fast maths to try and work out exactly how well you've done. Right, that's that, that's that, and then, okay. Yes, well, I've got to tell you, you've done certainly respectably. We'll find out exactly how respectably in a moment. right, I've got to check with the league table. Okay, yeah. Right, so the first question was, the 2018 Edinburgh Festival broke the record for the most number of shows performed. You said 3,006. The correct answer was 3,548. So that is a good answer, only 542 out. So well done. The second question, what was the worldwide gross in millions of dollars for the film The Bourne Identity? You've gone with 710 million. Surprisingly low, I thought. It's $214 million for The Bourne Identity.
Oh, crikey.
The entire franchise has made quite a lot, in the billions now. But, the actual first one, The Bourne Identity, $214 million. So that was 496 out. And then England's biggest ever win in Ireland in 1882, you said 16-0, it was 13-0. So only three out, which gives you a total, a very good total of minus 1,041, which puts you in sixth place on the leaderboard. So
amazing.
You wanted Fantastic. To be in the top 11, so you've smashed it, Dave. So well done.
Awesome.
Thanks for taking part. Now, can you tell me anything positive about the England team to take forward into the next World Cup? Because I still have that depressed state at the minute.
Well, I mean, the bottom line is we did great, didn't we? We did really great. We just fell at the final hurdle.
Yeah.
So I just feel like we just need to learn how to climb that final hurdle.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks. That has made me feel a bit better. Now, there is unfortunately no tangible prize on this quiz, but you do get to introduce the next track. So that will be, just to let you know, it will be Culture Club and Do You Really Want to Hurt Me? But I'll say bye and thanks to you first. But just so you know, it's Culture Club and Do You Really Want to Hurt Me? But it's been a pleasure to talk to you, Dave. It's been a pleasure to know you've not been wearing trousers for all of this. So that's fabulous. Perhaps I'll have to do it. There needs to be some more controversy in the show that goes like this, instigated by you. So I'll see what I can do as a result. We'll have to have a chat online and see what else we can get going on this programme. But thanks for taking part, Dave. Are you quite happy with your performance?
I'm exceedingly happy. Do I get to introduce the song now?
Well, yeah, if you want to, you can do it now and I'll put the track on and that'll be fabulous.
Oh, well, let me just drop the trousers again. They're down.
There they go.
It's Do You Really Want to Hurt Me by Culture Club.
Give me a time to realize my crime. Let me love and steal. I have danced inside your eyes. How can I
see you. community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was Culture Club and Do You Really Want to Hurt Me, originally introduced by tonight's brilliant Bic Lol competitor, Mr. Dave Bourne, frequently trouserless, and it helped him, I think, during the quiz. Maybe that's a theme I should encourage with other competitors in the future. Well done, though, Dave. Thanks so much for taking part in a respectable sixth place on the leaderboard. Out of 15 now, our 15th Bic Lol competitor. Marvellous. But moving on. We do now have to discuss the final of the Chocolate Bar World Cup. It has literally all been happening this evening, and this Chocolate Bar World Cup has been going for 5 weeks. Incredibly, we had 8 different groups, and we broke down, we found a winner of each group to go to quarterfinals. We then had knockout rounds, we had semi-finals, and we've had the final two. So these two chocolate bars have seen off 30 other competitors. So many have not made it. A Milky Way, a Milky Bar, a Nestle Crunch, a Toblerone, a Picnic, a Lion Bar. I'm just trying to remember ones off the top of my head that have also been in this list. Classic Mars Bar. Didn't make it to the final. Milky Bar. Did I say Milky Bar? Can't remember. But yeah, the original Dairy Milk. No chance. Galaxy. No, not there. The finalists were the Dairy Milk Caramel, formerly known as Cadbury's Caramel, and the Snickers, formerly known as a Marathon. But let's stay modern. Dairy Milk Caramel versus a Snickers. Who is victorious? In the final of the show that goes like this, Chocolate Bar World Cup, voting finished 20 minutes ago. Thank you to everybody that voted. There's been a deluge, it's fair to say. And to, well, there's been probably around 1,000 votes in the entire Chocolate Bar World Cup, which has been fabulous. And there's been quite a few in the final, I can tell you. And it's been close, but there is a clear winner. What is going to be revealed right now. The nation's favourite chocolate bar, according to this radio station, is the Dairy Milk Caramel! Yes, Cadbury's Dairy Milk Caramel victorious over Mars's Snickers. Did you know Snickers was owned by Mars? I didn't, actually. Dairy Milk Caramel has done it. 55% of the vote to 45. Well, there we go. Huge congratulations to the Cadbury Company, to fans of Dairy Milk Caramel all across the nation, to everybody that voted for it. Commiserations if you voted the other way. Didn't quite get enough votes. 55% of the votes in the final with the Dairy Milk Caramel. 45% with the Snickers. A valiant loser. A little bit like losing in extra time, I suppose. It's not quite penalties. 51-49 maybe would be like losing on penalties. But I'm trying to link everything back, aren't I? But yes, it's been an enjoyable World Cup for me. Chocolate Bar World Cup. There we go. We've proven what people like the best. So yeah, the Dairy Milk Caramel is the top of the tree. Utterly wonderful. I think we should all celebrate by going out and buying one and eating it. Don't just buy it and leave it there. That'd be a travesty. Buy it and eat it. Right, let's have more music, more happy facts to intersperse with the music. Music that helps me cope with my sadness after Sunday night. Facts that G me up again. And I promise, let's finish the show with some positive music as well that gives us hope for the Qatar World Cup in 2022, just 400 and so days away. Now, there are quite a few fans waving England flags, waving white flags. Did they realise they were going to be flags of surrender? Did Dido realise?
We'll be right back. shouldn't still love you, I'll tell you that. But if I didn't say it, well, I'd still have felt it. Where's the sense in that? I promise I'm not trying to make your life harder. I'll return to where we were. But I will go down with this shit, and I won't put my hands up and surrender. Cause nothing but trouble. I understand if you can't talk to me again. And if you live by the rules of it's over, then I'm sure that that makes sense. But I will go down with this shit, and I won't put my hands up. Surrender. There will be no white flag above my door. I'm in love, and always will be. And when we meet, I'm sure we will. All I was there will be there still. I'm in love, and always will be.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. Another packed show tonight. Loads of great tracks. Some facts to make you feel better after the weekend's events. A hard-hitting Bic Lowell with a wonderful competitor. And the result of the final of the Chocolate Bar World Cup. If you just missed it, where have you been? Huge thanks to Rachel Woollett as well, who's been commenting on the votes coming and going on Twitter at Ben Sim Radio. And do check out her blogs as well. I recommend them. At Rachel Woollett. She's gone into doing limericks now, calling herself the Limerick Queen as well, and some very funny ones on there. Although I have to disagree with something she put, which is, where can I find her tweet? Hold on. She's put the victorious Dairy Milk caramel there, and she said something about how on earth did a Snickers get into the final? She will never know. Awful things. Now, I will tell you, Rachel, on occasions where I've gone into a shop and thought, I'm going to buy myself a chocolate bar, and you're faced with all those choices, I've frequently come out with a Snickers. Now, you may be slapping your radio right now, Rachel, will it? I'm sorry to disappoint you. Some people have different tastes. Although, I won't argue, she said she's had a Dairy Milk caramel this afternoon. Every time you can get a Dairy Milk caramel, it's fabulous. You know, there's no question. I have to be in the mood for a Snickers, but I will always have a Dairy Milk caramel. And also, Giant Buttons, They now do Dairy Milk Caramel Buttons, and they're so much better than the regular buttons. Heartily recommend it. Now, Rachel Woollett also appeared on a podcast I do with my colleague Martin Hill called Feud for Thought. And we have recently talked about chocolate and sweets on there. So do check out our episode. Check it out at Feud Thoughts on Twitter. Search for Feud for Thought from wherever you get your podcasts. And our last edition features the fabulous Rachel Woollett as a guest as well. So, yeah, thanks to her. Lovely. And we've got, well, how have we got just only half an hour or so left? There's still quite a few tracks I wanted to squeeze in. I don't want to run out of time because I want to hit you up with some great happy facts as well. Tell you what, let's get a bit more positive in the music. One more track that's negative and then we'll start to get positive. And this is, although it's negative, it's not totally negative. It's just asking why. Why those people that missed penalties? Why those people that... Well, it's the whole team, really, and the backroom staff that allowed themselves to be dominated by Italy for 100 minutes of that match. Anyway, here's Dionne Warwick asking, why do you have to be a heartbreaker? We had such high hopes.
I would. community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was Dionne Warwick and Heartbreaker. Time for some more happy facts interspersed amongst the negative music. I'm still getting over Sunday if you're just joining us. What about some happy facts to make us feel better then? Well, did you know this? The actors who played Minnie and Mickey Mouse actually fell in love and got married. Wayne Allwine started as a mail clerk in Disney Studios, worked his way up to be Mickey's voice in the production team by 1977. In 1986, Russie Taylor joined Disney Studios as Minnie's voice. At the time, Allwine and Taylor were both unhappily married. They met in passing in the halls and slowly became great friends, eventually left behind their previous marriages to live happily ever after with each other. Mickey and Minnie Mouse, the original people who played their... Oh, right, not the original Mickey's voice, because that would have been a long time before. But, yeah, voice actor who played Mickey married a voice actress who played Minnie. Impressive. What about this? Another happy fact. Your dog dreams about you. Psychologists at Harvard University in the States have suggested when dogs dream, they dream about their owners because their REM cycles and brain patterns are similar to ours. That's quite cute, isn't it? The thought of your dog going to sleep and dreaming about you. Ah, that's the kind of thing that makes you go, ah, oh, it's nice. I like it. Now, I said we'd start to get a hint of positivity in the music. This could be construed as a sad song, but think about the message. Think about what it means to go from losing finalists to winning the next World Cup. We need Chris Martin and the rest to help us.
When you try your best but you don't succeed, when you get what you want but not what you need, when you feel so tired but you can't sleep, stuck in reverse, and the tears come streaming down your face, when you lose something you can't replace, when you love someone to waste, could it be worse? Lights will guide you home and ignite your bones, and I will try.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
This is the show that goes like this into the final 20 minutes virtually now. Going to share with you some more positive facts, something to make you smile, to make you go, ooh, whilst the songs are going to make you feel positive for the future as well. So what about these facts then? Well, this is one that sounds ridiculous, but bear with it. Pizza actually makes for a nutritious breakfast. Yes. I know you're thinking that can't be right. Pizza is literally better for you than most breakfast cereals. So eat that leftover slice from dinner for breakfast the next day and don't feel bad about it. Why is this? Because when we eat cereal, most people tend to at least double the recommended portion size. That's if you don't go for seconds. And most breakfast cereals contain, in one portion, about 18 grams of sugar and little to no protein. Pizza has minimal sugar, protein from the cheese, and carbs that will sustain you for hours. Clearly, it's not a healthy alternative to low-sugar cereals topped with fruit and milk, which would be significantly healthier than pizza, but if you're the kind of person that has big portions of cereal with sugary cereals, then a bit of pizza is actually better for you. Don't say we don't give you brilliant tips on the show that goes like this. Also, what about this? One Italian town hands out wine like it's water. Ortona in Abruzzo. It's an Italian town just south of Rome. It's been a winemaking town since 500 BC. It recently installed a fountain that dispenses red wine any time of day and is free. I don't know how it's possible, but apparently there's one in Spain as well at the Bodegas Irache, located in Navarre at the foot of Mount Montehura. But in Italy, it's in Ortona in Abruzzo. But, yeah, there we go. Any time of day, free wine from a fountain. You see, you do that in England. You see what happened at the football the other night. You do that in England, you just have people abuse it, vandalise it, get absolutely wasted at all hours by it, and then it'd have to be taken down because we couldn't handle it. In Italy, no problem. Maybe that says something about the way the final went. Anyway, surely, in the future, it's going to be better. Fourth, third, now second. If the only way is up, then you know what's coming at the next World Cup.
Down to the lowest turn. community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
More facts to make you feel better if you're feeling down after the Euros final result. What about these facts? Firstly, sea otters hold hands so they don't drift apart. You search for this online, you will find some very cute looking photos. Sea otters sleep on their backs, floating with the water, but will hold hands so they don't drift apart. But they're not just being cute, they're being resourceful. They also take stringy kelp attached to the sea floor and wrap it around themselves to use it as an anchor to stop them from drifting. But they're also incredibly playful and they like to juggle pebbles and can even do that with their eyes closed. Incredible. And slightly less cute but amazing, worms communicate using a cuddle language. What on earth am I talking about? Well, scientists call them herds, but it's cuter, if an earthworm can be cute, to think of them as giant cuddle puddles. Earthworms use touch to communicate and to determine where they want to go. One study showed that two earthworms placed in a dirt maze apart from each other, so one first and then the other, they will not take similar paths, proving that the earthworms don't leave behind any kind of chemical trail for another worm to follow. But when the same worms are placed in the dirt maze at the same time, they clung together and wiggled their way to the same path. Yes, somehow, earthworms can be cute. Don't stop believing it, just like we shouldn't stop believing that one day England will win another major football tournament. Qatar 2022 is coming home, is it? It's going to be hot out there. Air-conditioned stadiums, though. Harry will still be firing. Keep the faith.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere. Just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train going anywhere. A singer in a smoky room, a smell of wine and cheap perfume. For a smile they can share the night. It goes on and on and on and on.
Strangers waiting, up and down the boulevard. Their shadows searching in the night. Streetlights, people
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And now I'm going to play... Now, it's rare, isn't it? We've all got football songs that everyone associates with England. New Order's World in Motion and the Three Lions, obviously. Even, what was it, Vindaloo, wasn't it? Chumbawamba and all that business. But it's rare that a sort of new song is adopted as an England anthem. And when I say new song, it's rare that a song becomes a new England anthem that is actually quite an old song. But it sort of happened in this tournament. It was on an advert and then they started playing it in stadiums and now everyone thinks this is an England anthem. So let's have it.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. The night, and it don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two, and when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Warm, touching warm, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Well, we're coming to the end now. It's been another packed show. Thanks so much for being involved. Thanks so much for listening and for joining us on Mixcloud, if you've done that. Hello to Paul Milton, who I know has done that again. Thanks to Rachel Willett on Twitter as well for getting involved. Final of the Chocolate Bar World Cup happened, and the nation's favourite chocolate bar, according to the show that goes like this, is the Dairy Milk Caramel, formerly known as Cadbury's Caramel, and advertised by a hot-sounding female bunny in the 80s. I remember that. Yes, we've been dealing with the morose nature of England exiting a tournament musically. I've tried to keep you going with some happy facts. What about this one to finish off? Did you know every generation, the average IQ goes up by 10 points? So in about 2,000 years, the population is just going to be unbelievably intelligent beings. Right, don't forget Rob Harvey coming next with Synth City, which is sure to be fabulous. I'm leaving you now with a track to play us out that's to make us feel positive about the next tournament England get involved in. Basically, just chill, chillax, don't worry, be happy.
Here's
a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Ain't got no place to lay your head. Somebody came and took your bed. Don't worry, be happy. The landlord say your rent is late. He may have to litigate. Don't worry, be happy.
Look at me, I'm happy. Don't worry, be happy. I give you my phone number. When you worry, call me. I make you happy.
Don't worry, be happy. Ain't got no cash, ain't got no style, ain't got no gal to make you smile. But don't worry, be happy. Cause when you worry, your face will frown, and that will bring everybody down. So don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, don't worry, don't do it. Be happy.
Put a smile on your face. Don't bring everybody down like this.
Don't worry,
it will soon pass, whatever it is.
Don't worry, be happy.
I'm not worried, I'm happy.